Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Do you think he plays this weekend?
I think so, unless the team decides it's a distraction and chooses to sideline him for the game. Now, the Patriots do have the option to determine who's going to be on the roster and active for the game, but I would be very surprised if the NFL mandated that Antonio Brown be made, you know, inactive for the game. It's going to take a little bit more than just a lawsuit to, you know, invoke the paid leave remedy. And we could get there at some point, but the investigation has only just begun. I don't think the NFL's at a position yet or at a point yet where they can say that a crime of violence has occurred.
All right, that was Dan Wallach. You know him from Deflategate Vintage. He now writes for The Athletic, a sports legal expert. Adam Jones had him on last night. So Dan Wallach says he doesn't think the league can do anything or will do anything before Sunday, and that Antonio Brown will play unless the team holds him out. I agree with that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I've gone back and forth on this thing, but he should be allowed to play Sunday.
I believe that, too. And this commissioner's exempt list is not what it was made for. It was not made for this. It was made for criminal charges of violence. Well, Dan Wallach explains this. So this commissioner's exempt list is not technically suspended because the player is still getting paid. But it's made for circumstances kind of like this, where they want the dust to settle and more facts to come out before they know whether to allow the player to play or not. So in the meantime, it's sort of a middle ground. He gets his money and he gets his salary, but he can't be on the field. And that's just sort of a purgatory they'll put you in until all the facts come out and they know whether they should suspend him or not. But it's not meant for this specific kind of thing, a civil claim. It's not meant for it, as Daniel Wallach explained to Jones last night.
It doesn't sound like you think the commissioner's exempt list is really an avenue that the NFL can pursue with Antonio Brown. Why do you feel that way?
Well, at least not yet. Under the NFL's personal conduct policy, there are only two bases for using the exempt list as a basis for putting a player on paid leave. Number one, he would have to be formally charged with a crime of violence. That hasn't occurred here yet. It's only a civil lawsuit backed by an unsworn complaint. There have been no criminal charges, no criminal investigation. So the first basis for using the exempt list is not available under the NFL's own policy. And then the only other basis for using the exempt list would be if the commissioner or the league undertakes an investigation and determines that something like that has occurred. But there hasn't even been an investigation yet. So I think the exempt list, also known as paid leave, is a remedy or a potential sanction that's available a little bit down the road, but it's going to take more than just the filing of a civil lawsuit to invoke that remedy.
So that's Wallach, you know, reading the CBA and knowing what the rules are, and I just think common sense or common fairness, and I'm taking Antonio Brown and my feelings about him out of it, just generically. You shouldn't be held out just because there's a civil claim against you.
Right. What if this was a palimony suit? I mean, that's a, you know, it's a bad...
Well, but whatever. There's a million frivolous civil suits.
Right, this is a financial dispute at the moment. That's what a civil suit is. Right? She's suing him for damages.
Yeah.
Financial damages.
Yeah, I'm just pausing because I never considered it like that.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's about money. It's not about criminal behavior. It's about money. So, I don't know. I have a hard time keeping a guy away from his job for that.
Well, but again, and anyone can, you know, for...
At any time.
Yes, but so, like, a criminal charge has to be grand jury,
right.
DA,
right.
Police. And certainly there are frivolous charges from that as well, but at least there's a process that you go through to even get the charge. it has to be vetted and it has to meet a certain standard for you even to be charged. For you to be the recipient of a civil claim, there's no standard whatsoever. Anyone can claim anything they want at any time, put it in an affidavit, put it in a lawsuit, and file it in a court. And so that should not cost you your job or your playing time or anything like that. It's just, it's a bad precedent.
Yeah. So again, that to me, that was ultimately the determining factor. And when you were reading the details about when Brittany Taylor was going to speak to the NFL, I thought, well, if she's talking to him this week and they uncover something that they think is legit, they should put him on the exempt list. But like, I would have been okay with that.
So again,
but they're not going to get there. So you can't stop them from playing when you don't have any info.
And you can't, and I know the Goodell in the league gets accused of this all the time, making it up as you go along, but you can't make it up as you go along. If the rules state, as Wallach said,
Mike, they'd be sued, I think.
There's only two instances where you can invoke the commissioner's exempt list, the paid leave. Two. One is if you're charged with a crime of violence, so charged criminally, they can do it. Or if the commissioner and the league launch an investigation and determine that there may have been a crime of violence. Okay, so that second thing gives them some wriggle room, but if they haven't even talked to the gal yet, then what do we...
Do it until they speak to her, and they can only do that if they get evidence out of her, whether that's a threatening voicemail from Antonio Brown or something like that, then they can determine it from there. But before that, they can't do it.
So the suit, I don't think happens to Mass because he's still getting paid. Which at the end of the day is,
well, right, but
so then what are you suing for?
Well, I mean, I would just say that they deprive him from the chance to play, and that is, you know, to him has value beyond the salary. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm probably talking out my ass, as usual.
They'd have a fight on their hands.
Yeah, I just think that you're now depriving the guy from the right to live his life the way he wants to live it. Like, I just don't think he can do that.
And I don't think you can make the rules up. You just can't. The commissioner's exempt list was not meant for this, and it's got to be the criteria that you laid out.
Now, morally, do I have some objection to it? Like, ideally, do I look at the scenario and I say, all right, wait a minute here. This thing just came out. The Patriots are playing the freaking Dolphins. They don't need them for this game. Like, morally, would the right thing to do to be, let's just pump the brakes, have the guy stand on the sideline. You want to practice. You're not playing on Sunday. Let us figure it out, and then we'll get you out there. Sure. Except that, when are they going to talk to her? What are they going to find out? What if they don't even have an answer then? How long are you going to leave him on the sideline?
So, second question. As Wallach said, if he's not playing on Sunday, that's going to be a team decision, not a league decision. It's up to the team. If you were the team, would you sit him out?
No.
And I wouldn't even do that. I wouldn't. I wouldn't have him on the team. I would release him from the team because he's more trouble than he's worth. And he's a risk to what you stand for in your brand. He is. So I wouldn't have him on the team. And I think there's even a risk to the football team down the road. So I'd cut him and not have him on the team. But I would not punish him, nor do I think he deserves any sort of punishment for that thing that came down on Tuesday night. He doesn't. Ultimately, he might. But right now,
we don't know.
It's just a civil claim. And there's a million frivolous, baseless civil claims that are filed every day. So you can't punish him on any level for that.
Right. If he's
nor should you.
If he's exonerated in this thing and the Patriots were to sit him out, you already set a bad precedent with this guy, and it's just going to get worse. Your relationship with him is just going to get worse going forward.
And not just him, but other players.
Right.
You want to show the players that, no, guys, we got your back until it's proven you did something wrong. We're not just going to let someone, you know, someone just trying to extort you for money. Anyone who wants to come extort you for money is not going to get you out of the lineup. Right, it's gonna have to be proven that you did something wrong. So I don't think Antonio Brown in the near term should face anything for the fact that there was just a suit filed, and that's just being fair. Now, I think he's a bad guy who's done bad things, and I don't want him on this team, and they should never have brought him in. And they should cut him today, but not for this.
See, if I'm the Patriots, I worry about the precedent in the opposite sense. You put him out there on the field on week one, you play him, you pay him. And then all of a sudden something else comes up that, you know, now it's starting to trend in a certain direction. What are you going to do? You're going to pull him off then? How come he played him in week one? Like I asked you earlier.
So it opens up this whole, again, web and cocoon of crap.
So, and I asked you earlier, and I don't know the rule, but by playing him now, does that change the fact that they owe him the $5 million on the 23rd?
I have no idea.
Like if they were to play him Sunday, are they obligated to pay him the $5 million?
I don't know.
So if I'm them, I would wait. Like, which is why, I don't know, what's that story say again? That the Patriots have deferred it to the league on this, so they're not going to make the call. They're going to let the league decide.
Yes, that is correct. Let me just read it for you again.
Of course, they don't have to play him. Like, the league can't mandate that they play the guy. If Bill says, well, we, you know, yeah, he's eligible, but he's not ready. He doesn't know the offense yet. He could make up some cockamamie excuse and not put him on the field. But it feels like in terms of discipline, the Patriots want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, they're going to wait to see if the league finds anything. And if the league finds anything, then off he goes. They cut him before the 23rd when they owe him the $5 million. If they don't, he's here.
So, again, he shouldn't be on the team. They made a mistake bringing him here. I think he should be released tonight, but not for this. Not for this. And he shouldn't be held out for this. And he shouldn't be suspended for this. And he shouldn't be put on the exempt list for this, because that's a horrible precedent. So any sort of frivolous civil claim now gets you banged out for the week. That you can't have that.
No, think of what think of all the crazy scenarios that opens if you have a big game coming up.
You can't have, right?
You just have someone in your fan base and file a lawsuit against a star quarterback.
Exactly. And then but then that opens them up to all these threats. I'm going to file this civil suit again. I've never spoke to you one day. I don't care. I'm going to file a civil suit against you. That's going to knock you out of the game unless you pay me X amount. I don't know. It just opens all that
sure
stuff up. So on that, I think Brown has standing, and I just on that in a vacuum should and probably will play. All right. Your thoughts right after this.
This is Felger and Mass
on 98.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
If there is nothing from the league, and I've received no indication right now that there definitely will be, then it would make sense that he would go out there and play, unless there is something football-wise that keeps him off the field. Maybe the Patriots don't feel he's ready to pick up the game plan or cannot contribute. Either way, no one has ruled it out yet, but barring something unforeseen, it's moving in the direction of Antonio Brown being on the field Sunday amid everything that we've been talking about earlier and over the past couple days.
That's Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. So that feels to be the direction of this thing. They're trying to get to Brittany Taylor, the alleged victim. Can't get to her in time. Not going to be able to get enough on an investigation to open up the possibility of that exempt list. So all systems go for this week. That's how it sort of feels right now.
I mean, don't you find it odd that she's not talking until next week?
That's why I said before, express some frustration there. Like, it's a pretty serious thing that you just threw on him. Why don't you be there to answer for it?
Absolutely.
She's apparently getting married this weekend.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I heard that too. So
you can still take out an hour, 45 minutes to...
You got 90 minutes. I said 90 minutes, whatever, yeah. 45 minutes. You got some time to just dial up the FaceTime?
So her attorney filed the suit on the week she got married?
Apparently.
I mean,
yeah, I know.
Busy week.
No, right. Yeah. I know. Exactly.
Busy week.
Not exactly how you would draw it up, but again, this is AB's world. We're just living in it. All right. So back to your calls. The thing about when they knew, does it change it? Should they have known? Did they know? Et cetera, et cetera. And the status for this week. Tony and Stoneham. Go ahead, Tony.
How you doing, guys?
Good, Tony.
Listen, I got to tell you when they knew, the Patriots did know.
before I get to that, I want to ask you something. Does it make sense that this girl went through what she went through, then staggers out of the bedroom, falls down, no one helps her, she says, and then the next day goes back alone to get personal good?
Tony, I don't want to get into that because you don't know how anyone reacts in that situation. I mean, that's not fair to her. Let's not do that, shall we? Okay? So let's not go there. What else?
The Patriots knew. The Patriots knew on September 10th. That's when the court case was filed.
September 10th, so Tuesday night. You're saying they didn't know then?
That's right. 3 days after he was signed.
Okay.
Now you tell me why Drew should say anything about something that hasn't happened.
No one asked him that. Someone asked him if what happened in the past. Did you tell the Patriots?
Right, and not only that, he said they knew it was coming. So it's not about the fact.
Rosenhaus said he knew it was coming.
Yeah,
they, meaning the Brown camp, knew it was coming.
Right, right. Yeah, he and Antonio. He said right.
Tony, he's not being asked about something in the future. He's asked, did you tell the Patriots before he signed there? It's a knowledge that he has, and he knows, and needs no more information gathering. And if the Patriots didn't know, why don't they just say it? If the Patriots didn't know, why don't they just say it, Tony? I mean, it's really an easy thing. That takes no other information gathering either. Then nothing else has to be revealed for them to say whether they were told or not. But they don't want to answer that question. Why? Junior in Brockton. Go ahead, Junior.
Hello?
Yes, Junior. You're on the air.
Yeah, basically, I just wanted to say, man, this guy hasn't been charged. And you guys keep saying he's being charged or was charged.
No, we say claim.
No, you didn't say claim. In the beginning of the show, you kept saying he's being charged and you can't believe that they're going to have him on the field.
Yeah, so the word that they should be saying is there's a civil claim against him, not charge, but you know
civil
what I mean,
claim,
Junior.
Exactly. I know what you mean, but a lot of people don't know what you mean. You know what I mean? And this lady, she's basically busy because she's setting up for her wedding this week. So it's like, you know what I mean? And then Antonio Brown is getting ready to suit up for this Sunday so Brady can go out there and chuck some footballs and get some touchdowns.
Okay,
So, look, okay, he might be right. I mean, it's possible I said the word charge at some point.
But I just spent 20 minutes talking about how it's just a civil charge and he shouldn't be suspended or sanctioned for a civil charge. I just spent 20 minutes doing that, Junior. Okay, so give me a break.
No, that call is essentially, we don't like hearing this. I'm tired of hearing this. Why do you guys have to keep talking about this? Don't blame us. Blame the guy they brought in on Saturday.
Well, look, I mean, at this stage, it's an accusation. That's what it is.
A civil accusation, which...
This is just the first of many, as long as he's going to be here.
Right. Get used to it.
I mean, that's the thing.
These conversations we're having, get used to it. It's what follows this guy. The stench that follows this fella. Rick in Florida. Go ahead, Rick.
Yes. If I appreciate you accepting my call. I'm trying to answer Maz's question. He said, why would the Patriots sign this guy? It's my belief the reason why they signed him is the Patriots have so many Super Bowl wins. Belichick's been there 20 years. What else does he have to accomplish but to go 19-0? Because when you have Antonio Brown on the field, he's going to get double coverage. What does that do?
Rick, I'm going to stop you. I understand what he brings to the football team, but I agree with that first point. There's only one football reason to have him here, and that's 19-0. Honestly, I know that sounds silly, but I feel that too. I said that day one, 19-0, it's your last piece of unfinished business, your only piece of unfinished business. The only thing you're going to look back at this run and have a little lingering thing for. Even Malcolm Butler, I think, has been mitigated by that Super Bowl last year. The one thing that's going to gnaw at you, and maybe them, is 19-0 and the Giants game. So go get that back. Fine. Is that
why Bill wanted him?
No.
Bill wanted him because he can get a great player for a pretty good deal.
Do you know why I think he's here? I think the quarterback wants him. I think the quarterback wants him. And they're doing it because the quarterback wants it.
Yeah, but if the quarterback wanted him and it cost $15 million fully guaranteed and another $15 next year, it wouldn't be here.
Well, they're still going to have to get a good deal. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, the quarterback wants a lot of guys. It's about the deal.
You know what? I'll tell you what, I don't think the deal's that great.
Well, the deal's not awful, though. Again, they're paying him $5 million up front. He gets another $4 later on. You know, he has to hit all those incentives to get $15. They were willing to pay Revis $12 for a year.
Did someone say this last night on one of our NBC Sports Boston shows that if he, and this doesn't make sense, but if he hits all of his incentives and makes the full $15, he'll only be the second Patriot ever to make $15 million in a year. And that
sounds, I bet you that's
right. Well, but all those signing bonuses, didn't Gilmore get more than that up front? I mean, I don't know. I'd have to look. I thought someone said it. So, like, I mean, you think 15 million, for them, that's a big number.
I just don't think Bill was that, you know, deliberate in that signing, you know, and said, oh, I can sign him now, we're going to get to 19-0. Like, that's what it was? That? No, I just think it was, like always, Bill saw a great deal for a great talent, and he did it.
Yeah, so fine, whether they felt about it or not, it should be on the table. It should be on the table. If you're going to take that kind of risk, you know, go for the big payoff. Billy and Quincy. Go ahead, Billy.
What's up, guys? I just want to say, first of all, I agree 100% with everything that you guys have been saying as far as, you know, I don't think this guy should be here in the first place. But Drew Rosenhaus goes on TV the other day, and he says that they've known about this. They knew it was going to come down eventually, blah, blah, blah. I have to think that the Patriots as an organization, and what you were just saying, Mike, about, you know, they're worried about their brand and how this is going to look, that they had to have seen something from those two guys as far as, like, some hard evidence that that didn't happen. You know, with the climate in the country right now and everything that's going on, I don't think, you know, that them as an organization would get behind this guy.
Agreed. Billy, I believe they believe he didn't do it. They think he didn't do it. Because I'm not going to, as much as I'm critical of him, if they really felt he could be guilty of this, would they have signed him?
No.
No, they're not that bad. Like, come on. So I don't believe that. They have a line. It's farther up than I thought it was, like I said before, but they have one. And they're not going to sign him if they thought he was guilty. So they think he's innocent of these charges that he's innocent of this claim and that it's frivolous and he did nothing wrong. So it might be nice if you say that. Then what's the harm? If that's the case and you believe that, then you can say it.
Okay,
and get your players back.
But again, look, what you're saying is logical. I just don't know that it's realistic, if that makes sense. Like, you're going to come out and back a guy with this guy's history when the reality is there's no way to know. There's no way to know. They don't trust him.
Which goes back to, then they don't totally believe him. Which goes back to, then why is he here?
Of course. Listen, Mike, it's totally contradictory. It is. It makes no sense, which is why you end up in this loop. It's like, well, if you don't trust him, then why'd you bring him in? And they just can't help themselves when they see that kind of offer. And again, I know you say the deal's not that great, but typically to get this kind of receiver on the open market, how much guaranteed money and how many years?
Yeah, I'll go back and show you Moss's contract when he first got here. It was nothing. They really raked him. And that's what I thought it would take to get Antonio Brown. I didn't think they'd be giving him, you know, what amounts to $10 million guaranteed dollars. I did not think that was happening.
Well, the market's changed. So you have to go back 12 years for that.
No, I mean, Moss also had some injury in there, right? Wasn't there a hamstring issue? People saying he had lost a step.
People thought he was done. No one thinks Antonio Brown is done physically.
Exactly.
So, yes, there was that with Moss. But usually the contract's even more in their favor than this is. I don't know how much this is really in their favor. We'll wrap it up with your wonderful phone calls after Murray's update.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org. Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Well, I think given the fact that that Antonio Brown's attorneys had this very detailed public statement yesterday on the heels of the filing of the lawsuit, they clearly knew that a lawsuit of this nature was forthcoming. It was not unexpected, and I think Drew Rosenhaus appeared on television today saying, yeah, we kind of expected this. Well, that raises a question for me. The red flag here, or the antenna goes up, and it makes me wonder whether his advisors and whether Antonio Brown ever informed the Patriots that he was about to be sued for sexual assault. Don't you think that that might be something material that could have swayed the Patriots' decision on whether or not to sign him? So I think that begs the question, and maybe the Patriots take the position that, you know, we were like sandbagged here. You concealed a material piece of information. You were about to get sued for something that could subject you to discipline under the NFL personal conduct policy. So I don't, these are questions and these are issues that will be fleshed out down the road. But certainly I think the Patriots have enough flexibility under their contract language to get out of the deal.
Get more from Daniel Wallach last night. So there's a contractual element too. If they want to get out of the bonus money or get out of paying them, they can use his lack of disclosure against him. I don't really buy this one because I think Rosenhaus is playing along with them. In other words, they can say, you never told us. And Rosenhaus can say, yeah, I told you. What are you talking about? Like, so, I mean, like, it's, that's sort of a, I don't know. It feels to me like they and Rosenhaus are on the same page here, because Rosenhaus timed out his appearance after Bill and then wouldn't answer the question of whether he told the Patriots or not. He admitted he knew, which I think may have been a mistake in hindsight for him, for their game, for their PR game. And I think is a tell, is a sign that he told the Patriots, but he wouldn't answer the did you tell the Patriots question. So I think they're on the same page. But if the Patriots turn around and say, we're not giving you bonus money because you lied to us about the lawsuit, all Rosenhaus has to say is, I did no such thing. I told you exactly what was happening. And then they have no. So, like, I don't get what the end game is there.
Well, again, like you said, unless Rosenhaus is working with them on it.
He is working with them on it.
Right.
So,
in other words,
so Rosenhaus will let them claim and screw out, you know, and sort of box out Antonio Brown from his money?
Sure.
I mean, maybe, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, again, like, look, the guy's his client. But you're telling me he doesn't go home every night or hang up the phone going, boy, this guy's an a-hole. Wow, what an a-hole this guy is. Like, of course he does.
And he'll be an agent long after Antonio Brown is done, and he'll lead the Patriots long after Antonio Brown is done.
Absolutely. So at the end of the day, would he side with the Patriots versus Antonio Brown on this? Yes. Because he looks at this, you know, again, given the amount of money Drew Rosenhaus has already made and whatever his percentage is on this, what's he really going to get out of this deal? Not a ton of money. So it's not about this deal for him. He looks at this as a step to the next deal. Then if Antonio Brown signs some massive contract, then he'll get the reward on it. But otherwise, he'll take the hit in the short term for it. I mean, I think there are lots of agents that do business that way.
All right, we wrap it up with your phone calls here. Here's David Lynn. Hi, David.
Yeah, Maz, you're dead on. The Patriots are out for the deal. Corey Dillon, Randy Moss, Haynesworth in the past and stuff going for the talent because they didn't abide by the three strikes, you're crazy rule. Number one, when Brown was on Oakland, what he did with his feet. Number two, when he refused to wear a helmet. The only person in the history of the NFL that's refused to wear a helmet, getting paid millions of dollars a year. And three, most disturbing, when he went from Pittsburgh to Oakland and tried to paint his helmet to the new colors of his new team. When I was 12 years old and was a fan of the Vikings, I did the same thing.
So, right, he acts like a 12-year-old, Dave. I'm going to cut you off. I consider that clownish behavior, and I put that down my list. The thing he did with Mayock, to me, is the one that stands out. I mean, he had to be restrained. He wanted to physically attack him. Basically called him a racist, white cracker, you know, cracker, called him a bitch. It did all that. Like, that's the one that I look at. Me, you know, if I'm another coach or an executive in the league, I'm saying, what? I want to introduce that?
Right. It's when you start affecting other human beings.
Well, you try to attack someone physically?
Yeah. You want to go blister your feet in a cryogenic chamber. Have a blast. Like, I'll sit there. No, because all the things he described first, I would describe as eccentricities. Like, this guy's a little odd. Well, you know, plenty of athletes who, like, you know, paint their shoes and do all kinds of crazy stuff. How many of them, like, throw furniture off a balcony, almost hurt little kids, and try to attack their GM? Like, that's a different level.
Correct.
You want to act a little weird and paint your helmet. Have a blast. No,
but
I'll get your pottery set, too, to play with at home if you want.
In the meantime, he, you know, wasn't practicing, wasn't, you know, he was basically holding out from the team, which is really more concerning to me than the playing with the helmet. I mean, I just think the guy's an imbecile. I think he's a child, a dangerous child. Here, Paul in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, how are you? Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, thank you for taking my call. I just think that this is all, you know, the guy has done nothing wrong here. can you honor the guy and just say he's a great football player? And just think about this. The Pittsburgh Steelers knew about what was going on. And the NFL called the New England Patriots and said, can you save this guy?
So that's is that what we think happened?
No.
No.
No, I'll tell you what. Like, you know, you asked earlier.
Can we just honor the guy?
No, like, this idea that the Patriots are somehow saviors. You know, Bill Belichick rode in on his white horse and knocked on Drew Rosenhaus's door and said, let me save him. Like, is that really how it went down? In fact,
but do you think that there's people like that gentleman out there that believe that, though?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, no, absolutely there are. Like, you said earlier, the whole thing with Brown and was the whole thing with the Raiders planned. And, you know, he attacks Mayock one day and then comes back and apologizes to his teammates the next.
Yep.
What if after the apology is when the Patriots made it clear, get out of there and we'll take you on?
No, so I think what happened is overnight, he got hit with another fine from Mayock. I think the fine came through for the fight or something, but something happened Friday night after he came back to the team.
Set him off.
That set him off. And that's when he released the video with the phone call with Gruden, and Saturday morning demands his release, and then ultimately got released Saturday morning. So Friday morning it was kosher, and then I think he saw the fine language, or he actually saw the letter from the team or something.
And erupted again.
And erupted. Yes, that's what I think that's the timeline.
No, that is the timeline. I'm just saying, like, you know, earlier you asked, how could it change like that? And there's a lot of elements.
It could change because he's completely out of control.
He's nuts.
And completely unstable.
He's nuts. He's completely bat.
He's unstable.
Bat bleep crazy. I almost said it.
Has been off the rails for over a year. Mike in North Carolina. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, I got a quick question and a thought. So the bottom line is that if Rosenhaus and AB knew this was going on and it could come to light, which apparently he said he knew about it yesterday, is this going to cause any type of issues when the Patriots are looking at the situation, trying to sign players that Rosenhaus represents in the future? Like, Patriots are going to, you know, how could you do this? You knew this was going to come to light. You didn't disclose it. So I'm just thinking, like, there could be a possibility now that the relationship could be tarnished.
See, I don't.
Players that we're trying,
I feel it's just the opposite. I feel that Rosenhaus and the Patriots are on the same page and are acting in concert. And I think they're working together, which leads me to believe the relationship is still good. The communications are good. And that's why I think, again, as I thought about this overnight, if Rosenhaus is willing to admit he knew, he had to have told Bill. Had to have told Bill.
I mean, I generally feel the same way. Like, I believe the Patriots knew something was there and that they just don't think it's real. So they decided to bring the player in. But what if the caller's right? What if Rosenhaus didn't tell the Patriots?
Then I think he would have said something different in that interview on ESPN. He would have said, I was blindsided too. I was never expecting this. Trying to cover his tracks with the Patriots.
And good luck trying to get one of your players signed here going
exactly.
Forward.
See, I feel the opposite. I feel like it's football, it's business, they'll get by it. If there's a player that serves the Patriots again, Bill will bring him in, even if he's a Rosenhaus client.
Yeah, but given Brown's history and what bad PR he brings and has already brought within 24 hours of his signing or 48 hours of his signing, he's too volatile. It's too unique a case. He couldn't screw around with this guy.
Yeah, I think Bill cares too much about winning football games to hold it against the agent. I think he might be pissed in the short term, but he'll get over it. The next time he had a client that Bill wanted, he'd make the deal.
Did he get over it with Mangini?
I was going to say.
Other guys that have burned him in the past?
But those were personal. Like, those were, to Bill, that was personal. That was, I raised you. You know, I brought you up. And you stabbed me in the back by ratting me out to the league office. And then, you know, no good.
Does he strike you as a guy that likes to look bad ever? Like, it's no different.
I'm telling you, though, I don't know. I think with Rosenhaus, he'd let it go. With Rosenhaus, he'd let it go.
Here's Eddie in Gloucester. I'm sorry, Gardner. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Yeah. I don't see Antonio Brown as an embarrassment of riches. Minus AB, we're looking at a 33-year-old undersized slot receiver, Josh Gordon, and a rookie who's never played a down in the NFL on IR. And I also think everybody's overreacting a bit to beating up on the Steelers, who are minus two of the best offensive players they've ever had. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
I can't make hide nor hair of your point there. What, did he have a point?
No.
I think he's saying the Patriots have a need for the wide receiver that for Brown because Gordon's no short thing. Edelman's old. And let's not go overstating the victory over Pittsburgh because they were without Brown and Le'Veon Bell.
I see. Okay.
So that Brown is needed here.
His comment line says Brown doesn't help him that much. So I was reading the comment line. I think you're already at the top of the mountain. And the thing that, you know, most people say he's more upside than downside. He's no risk that, you know, that. And I think it's just the opposite. You're already on top of the mountain. So how much higher can he take you? 19-0, that's higher. Fine. Other than that, you have another 12-13 win season, host a divisional game, get a bye, get a tomato can game, get a home AFC title game. I mean, hello? You need Antonio Brown for that? You're there every year. So how much higher can he take you? 19-0 is one of them. So like I've said for the last 2 days, might as well go for that. Let's take a break here. We have the final word coming up next. The highs and really the lows of the show today, right after this.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Matt.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org. Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
No one.
Nobody. All right, a very Felger-centric final word today.
Uh-oh.
You had some real issues when you were trying to...
I know what one of them is.
Well, first, yeah, I mean, you're talking about this Sally Jenkins articles, earlier today, and talking about Antonio Brown, and boy, I'm having some trouble with some of the big words she uses.
But if those texts are his, he most assuredly is guilty of using language that countenances it.
And now he's in the position of trying to explain that it was just words.
Then don't talk like a crude, rapacious brute. Rapacious, Chris Gasper, is ravenous, willing to, covetous, but ravenous and sort of prey on people.
Like carnivorous.
Yes,
like
carnivorous.
Meat eater.
Right, exactly. Okay?
Vicious, yeah.
Okay, so that's what rapacious means.
But you already thought it was a good man, false accuser. Don't talk like a crude, rapacious brute.
Find a different expression. Search out an articular... I can't even pronounce that word.
Articulate?
Articulacy. Search out in articulacy. Tremendous column. It's powerful, and it's so well written that you'll find yourself looking up half the words. Articulacy. I never knew that that was an adverb.
Me neither.
Anyway.
I think it's actually a noun. But
search out in articulacy.
What a line that is. What a great line. You want to be part of a good man, false accused? Then don't talk like a crude, rapacious brute.
Find a different expression. Search out in articulacy. And read it the fourth time, maybe I'll get it right. She said,
She wrote, this is, again, the comment before, the narrative that Brown is too much of a diva and lacks the self-control to be a patriot is nonsense. She wrote, Brown is all about self-control.
It's just not the brand that certain NFL marinettes seek. Martinets. Again, she's such a good writer, she half her words.
Marionette?
She should have just said puppets.
Martinets. Martinets. Does the Martinet, is that the puppet master?
Yeah.
Give me puppet master there.
Yeah.
But either way, but she's, you know.
Puppeteer.
No, I was right. It's marionette. There's not Martinets. That would be like Dean Martin's dancers, the Martinets.
A Martinet is a strict disciplinarian, especially in the armed forces.
Okay, so there you go. It was not marionette. It was Martinet.
I've never heard that word. Well, shame.
I mean, they used to be the liquor store next to where we used to live, where we used to work.
Martinetti's.
Right? Martinetti's.
I thought it was marionette.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Because unless it's in front of me, the way you say it, I don't know what the hell it is.
Butchered that poor lady's
Seriously,
column.
Seriously, it's like trying to guess what's in some sort of, you know, pot pie or something. Like, well, who the hell knows?
Speaking of butchering, if you thought that was bad, this might have been the best.
Did they not have a good locker room in 2011, 2012 when Aaron Rodgers was flying high on PCP and murdering people? Did they have good people then, too?
You mean Aaron Hernandez.
What did I say?
Aaron Rodgers.
Sorry.
It's quite the Freudian slip.
I don't like Aaron Rodgers, but it's not that bad. Sorry. That was Freudian.
I was like, as you were saying, I'm like, Aaron Rodgers was a drug addict? How did I miss that story?
I'm not happy with him right now, but I'm not that unhappy. But you're right. That was Freudian. They had good guys. I think Devin McCourty was here when Aaron Rodgers was flying on PCP murdering people, wasn't he?
Aaron Hernandez.
Did I say it again?
Yeah. You just did it again.
You really hate him. That's what happens when your team gets turned into the Titans.
Aaron Hernandez.
Murray. You really hate him.
I was so excited about the flying high on PCP and murdering people line that I just totally...
Wrong Aaron.
Yep. Lost the Aaron. Anyway.
Totally.
Baseball reporters, what's the latest on the GM situation?
Well, so we're going to update people. Sean McAdam had a list of candidates today in Boston Sports Journal. I want to go over them individually. Also, Dan Shaughnessy was on with the Midday Show today. And I feel like everything Shaughnessy is saying about this GM search is coming true.
Yeah.
So we'll play some sound for you from Shaughnessy's interview, or stint, I should say. He wasn't just an interview. He was a guest on the program today for a couple of hours. And so we'll play you some of that. But I want to start with, I sort of had, this happened on the air last night at the end of the show. I had an epiphany.
Uh-oh.
As it pertains to Dave Dombrowski and this whole firing that took place over the weekend. I had an epiphany at the end of that show last night that I want to share with the listeners to begin the program.
Okay, Maz's epiphany is coming up next. Tomorrow we're back at it.
You know what that word means, right?
I do know what that means.
Not too big for you?
No, I got it.
Discovery.
Yeah, sure. No, I understand.
Light dawns on Marblehead.
Revelation. I got it. Anyhow, tomorrow, too, is Agenda Free Friday. Everything from the week that we've gotten to or have yet to get to. It feels like it's been a one-topic week, and I've enjoyed the crap out of it, by the way. How about you? So if you want to
What could possibly give you that idea?
You want to mix it up? Tomorrow is your chance because it's Agenda Free. So you call us on whatever you want. So if you don't want to talk about Aaron Hernandez or Antonio Brown, you don't have to. I did it again. So that's tomorrow. We'll talk to everyone tomorrow at 2. Toodles.
Bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org. Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, ma.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.